Husey and Kate catch up.
Hello, everyone. We're off on holidays at the moment. Oh, Husey, can you rub some suntan lotion on my back, please?
Absolutely. I'm not going too low, though.
No. I get very burnt between the legs. I understand.
Whoa. It's going to be professional. But we want to leave you with a little bit of Husey and Kate greatness.
Yes. Mm. We're coming back January 21. Put it in the diary.
But until then, enjoy some of our favourite bits from this year.
Have you ever heard of a thing called fluoridation?
I don't believe anything the government tells me.
You can tell they're government operatives. They've got, like, evil in their eyes.
Katie's crazy conspiracy theories. Or are they crazy? Are you the crazy one for not believing it?
All right.
So Australia doesn't exist.
I brought you some. Listen, we've got to ease our way into this.
That's the headline.
You've got to establish some basic tenets first that lead us to the fact that Australia doesn't exist. So, for instance, that the Earth is flat.
California man is getting ready to launch himself into the air in a homemade rocket to prove that the Earth is flat.
The Earth is flat.
My reality, my senses tell me that the Earth is flat and stationary.
Now, I'm like, yeah, I can't understand the point of the Earth being flat.
But how's that going to do it, going in a rocket? How's that going to prove the Earth's flat?
Well, he's going to see that he's not going in a big curve. He's just going to fly flat in the big rocket. Has you understand?
How is a man with that crazy get in charge of a rocket?
Don't forget genius and insanity are bedfellows.
It didn't work, by
There's
the way.
No genius
the rocket
without crazy.
Didn't work.
No, he got injured quite badly.
He's no rocket scientist, is he?
No. Okay. Good point. But have a listen to this.
Water always finds level. So in our own experience, if you have a cup of tea or a swimming pool or a lake, water is level. But we're led to believe that, the Earth is supposed to be 70% water, so at some point water starts curving around a ball.
That is odd if you think about it, isn't it? Jack got annoyed when we played that just in here with us before, and he went, it's called gravity, you idiot.
Is it?
Is it? See? I was like,
It's whatever.
Is it?
I don't know.
Anyway, which brings us to the next part.
With Australia not existing?
Australia is a hoax.
So we're part of the hoax?
Yes. I don't know if we are or if we're being hoaxed.
Am I an actor?
Well, it's a woman.
I can be an actor if you put me in a role.
It's a woman called Shelley something. Can't see her last name.
Sounds like you've researched her pretty well.
No, I've got her here. Well, I'm so blown away by this. Okay. I'm sure you've even talked to people on the internet who claim to be from Australia. They are really secret government agents who are surfing the internet to enforce these false beliefs.
So Australia does not exist.
Shelley Floyd, her name is. She said all Australians are
actors
or computer-generated personas, part of the plot to trick the world. She said, Australia is not real. It's a hoax made for us to believe that Britain moved over their criminals to some place. In reality, all these criminals were loaded off the ships into the waters, drowning before they could ever see land ever again.
Well, that makes sense.
She said, Australia is a hoax country and it's a cover-up for one of the greatest mass murders in history.
I like what she's saying. I don't like the mass murder part of it.
Of course not.
You can't imagine the government going, we're going to take them somewhere and them never getting there. That happens.
But in 200 years ago, they didn't have to cover stuff up. They didn't cover stuff up 200 years ago.
Why not?
Well, because no one...
Of course they covered stuff up 200
years
ago.
Do you think they did?
Well, of course they did.
Not like they do now.
There was information sharing before the internet, Katie.
But if you sent people on a boat to Australia and then... or pretended, and then you just drowned them all...
It was easy to cover it up back then. Because you were... Because there was no way for them to...
Why wouldn't you just say the ship sank?
Well, then all the ships sank, but then the ships come back, though. They can't afford to lose that many ships.
All right, listen to this. According to Shelley, the plane pilots are in on this secret. Jack, what's our number in case pilots will be listening?
131060. Any pilots that are in on this conspiracy?
Why don't you just call them pilots? You don't have to call them plane pilots.
Instead of flying you to Melbourne or Sydney, they fly you to islands close nearby or, in some cases, parts of South America where they have cleared space and hired actors to act out as real Australians.
I really hope Emily or Lindsay are pilots.
Oh, so
either Emily or Lindsay pilots. I want them to be pilots.
Just
gonna be one pilot listening to us.
Do you know what, people? We're Emily's one rant away from Kanye territory.
Is there a pilot listening to us?
No, neither are pilots.
Why? Where are all our pilots?
It's got to be a pilot. I'm disgusted by this. Maybe they are in on it. Maybe it is a hoax.
Oh, they're quaking in their boots.
We don't get a pilot call.
Well, no.
We know that we're not real. What's the number?
Of course water can't curve around a ball.
13 10 60. If you're a pilot, you can give us a call.
Katie's crazy conspiracy theories. Or are they crazy? Are you the crazy one for not believing them?